Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, energetic, and in between. I dive into the subjects of mediumship, psychopomp, psychic work, shamanic work, shamanic healing, mediumship, Reiki, past life regression therapy, and beyond. Well, here we go, episode 7. In this episode, I want to talk about signs. I think signs are something that is often dismissed. We overlook them. We try not to attach too much meaning because we feel we're reaching often. And, or we sound crazy, or we, the scope of emotions, because we are grieving. We want to see something and we don't always believe it's there because we want to see it so badly. So I'm going to talk to you about three things today. First, I'm going to share a story of some signs that showed up in a reading for a client. I'm going to share some of the signs that I received from my loved ones in spirit. And then I'm going to share a story that I got from a listener this past week. I've gotten permission from her to share that story. And I think it's a really impactful one, and one that most of us can relate to. So here we go. The story of my reading happened a few years ago, and I was preparing for a reading. I didn't know who the sitters were. I often don't. I don't ask questions. I don't find out who people are. Sometimes they leave anonymous names because they think they're meeting with a clairvoyant or a medium that will do research on them before they show up. Some people think that, so they'll share anonymous names. This reading was actually booked by a friend, so I didn't, by their friend, using their name. So I really didn't have any idea who this person was. When they showed up to my office, there were 4 of them. Normally I do readings of 1 or 2 people, so I had to make some adjustments within my office. That'll make sense after I sort of give you a little bit of the backstory. So that afternoon before I went to my reading, I started to feel very anxious. I started to feel like I needed to hurry, and I couldn't understand why there was such a hurry. I needed to leave one place of employment, go home, change, and then leave to go to my office where I was meeting my client. And the sense of urgency to be early was off for me, which made me start to realize, oh, I have someone with me. It's not my energy. And so remember when I talked about external energy and how as a medium, what we're doing is we're feeling that spirit move into our energetic field. And that's what this spirit was trying to do, but also trying to get me to move and shift my behavior while doing it. A little bit of manipulation. And sometimes we can see that and sometimes we don't. This is also another way we can pick up signs, but I'm not going to delve into that yet. So I'm feeling this sense of urgency. I go home. I change my clothes. The spirit really wants me to be early. Like, okay, well, your family must be showing up early, or this is just who you are. I didn't ask. I just went about my business and tried to accommodate as best I could. So I'm about to leave the house. I have the door. I walk out the back door, shut the door, and I get this overwhelming, I need an orange. I have to take an orange with me to the office. And then I became really hungry for oranges. Oh, well, okay. And I open the door to my house. I go back in, I go into the crisper, and I grab an orange, and I leave the house again. And I'm like, this is really strange. I mean, I love oranges. They're my favorite thing to eat. But now they were really my favorite thing to eat. And I couldn't wait to eat it. I get to the office. I'm early. I'm there maybe 10 minutes. The appointment isn't scheduled for another 30, and my clients show up. Oh, okay. Well, you're early, and that's great. And we're all here at the right time. Well, there are 4 of them, and my office is really meant for 2. And so we sit out in sort of my larger lobby area where I also host classes. And I pull a bench out from my office while they sit in the couches and chairs in this front area, and I have my orange with me. And I realized that it looks really weird because never in my life have I ever eaten anything while I'm with a client. And I first start off by saying, I'm really sorry. I never do this, but I feel like I'm supposed to have the orange here and I really want to eat it. Like it's sort of my favorite thing to eat. And they're like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. We proceed with the reading, which a lot of things came through in that reading. And most of the things I don't remember, which I don't with a lot of readings, but there was a moment that was really touching and I'm going to share that moment with you, but I'm also going to come back to the orange. So the client that was with me was a mother and the person showing up was her son. And as a mother myself, the pain of losing a child, I don't think can be matched by anything else. And often what happens in a reading is our loved ones will tell us who met us when they died and the signs that they show us when we're gone. He didn't tell me right away. I asked the mother, do you have any questions for your son? And she says, I just want to know who he's with. I said, okay. I turned to him and I said, who are you with? And he said, I'm with twin angels. And I'm like, oh, now me, I'm going to my logical brain because I'm thinking, wow, I've never seen twin angels before. I wonder what he's referring to. Well, the mother knew exactly what he was referring to. Two of her other sons that were twin boys that had passed before him. And of course, these are the subtle signs that our loved ones will give us. Now, he's giving that sign through me. But to further validate for her, at the end of the reading, after we had no more questions, she said, I just want to tell you, I knew he was here the second we walked in because his favorite thing to eat was oranges. For me, I'm like, man, spirits really know how to show themselves, how to show up, and even not be overly aggressive with a medium, for example. And each spirit will show up differently. Sometimes they're very vocal, and sometimes they're really clear. I see them really well. And sometimes they're just masters at maneuvering their energy and pushing it into your thoughts so that you move and respond in a way that helps you see. But maybe not me see, but his mother. Without me delivering a message or having to try and filter what he meant, the twin angels were his brothers that were waiting for him. And that's what she called them. So that made sense to her. And the orange was his way of saying, see, it really is me. See? So it was an awesome moment, an awesome story, and a really beautiful healing moment for his mother. So signs show up. They show up in all sorts of ways. They really do. And as I mentioned in a previous podcast, they're going to show up in a way that's most natural for you. They're not going to be these huge, you know, zonks on the head. Sometimes they can be, not to say that they can't be, but most of the time they're going to be pretty subtle. They're going to be the creative way. They're going to be in the way that your loved one in spirit would have normally showed up. Did they love to garden? Was that something that you did together? That's likely where they'll be. Was there something really special about what they did in this life? And when you think about them, did you all of a sudden see it? Now, some people will say, well, you manifest it because now you're looking for it. I just sort of shake my shoulders and raise my hands and say, well, maybe. The way my father shows up is with feathers. And I will tell you, I find feathers in the most random places. I have found a feather on the dashboard of my car. Just before I started this podcast, there was a feather at my feet. Completely random. I will be sitting in the middle of a conference room having a stressful moment, and the tiniest feather will fall from the ceiling and land in my lap. Those are things you could say, oh, well, I'm sure there was particles in the air, and I'm sure there was something floating around, and maybe someone shook a pillow in the middle of a conference room on the 8th floor of a high-rise. No. No. I refuse to believe that at this point. I know that there are signs from my loved ones in spirit trying to come and say hello to me. So the last thing I want to share is the story from a listener. And she had the most beautiful story about her loved ones and the way she felt after listening to a recent podcast. So I'm going to read that for you now. Something else I wanted to share that is something you said on your podcast that really resonates with me is how manifestations will come to us in a way that is natural for us. I have found that to be true. And also, as I'm sure you know, that is true of signs that we receive from those who have passed. I've received countless different signs from friends and family that have passed, and sometimes they're so subtle and so simple and just flow into the natural order of things for me. But when you know, you know. When you've been thinking fondly of someone you've lost and then shortly after have an experience relevant to them, you know. But I think a lot of people dismiss it and think signs must be a big standout. I personally love how gentle and nuanced and clever and creative our past loved ones can be. And I actually experienced one just like that today. So I have to rewind for context. 2 years ago, last month, I lost my grandfather. I went to visit him in hospice, and even though he was asleep, I had a feeling to stay with him that night. I was there, wasn't any other family there with him that night. We knew he was close, but didn't expect him to go that night. I wanted to be there in case he woke up during the night. Then in the middle of the night, he gasped for his last breath and called the nurse, and she told me he was passing. Then she left to call his wife, and I stayed with him while he transitioned. I imagined him when he came into this world, his parents there to meet him as a baby, and I imagined how they'd be there now to meet him on the other side. And I imagined everyone he loved who had passed before him who would be there to meet him, and especially my grandmother, who had mental illness and had taken her own life 35 years earlier, and my uncle, his son, who had suffered bipolar disorder and had taken his own life a few years ago. I imagined them free of their illness, happy in heaven, and being united with my grandpa. I talked to him and felt such appreciation that I was able to be with him as he left this life, and that many loved ones were there to meet him on the other side, particularly my grandmother and uncle. After he passed, it was early morning, so I went home and took a long rest. When I woke up, I decided to go for a walk. On my way out, I stopped into a store to get a bottle of water, and the song, "Come on, Eileen," was playing in the store. It is one of my favorite songs, and it always makes me think of my grandmother, because her name was Eileen. It made me happy, but I didn't even really think of it as a sign. So I got my water and headed for my walk. I came to a point in the road where the road splits, and I usually go left into the direction of the river, but this day I went right. Further up the road, I came upon a box on the sidewalk that said, "Free art supplies, help yourself." And there were so many beautiful, barely used art supplies. I'm creative and love art, so it was such a jackpot. But also, my grandfather was an incredible artist and made a living as an artist. I definitely felt like he'd pointed me towards this jackpot of art supplies. I couldn't possibly carry them back home, so I called Uber, and the nicest guy came to get me and let me load up his car with the supplies. Later that night, I was telling my dad about how I found the art supplies and how it felt like Grandpa directed me to them. And then it occurred to me, no less than 10 minutes before finding the art supplies, I had heard the song with my grandmother's name in the store. And that moment it clicked, and I said, "Dad, they're letting us know they're together. Those were signs, and they're coordinated." And then inexplicably, because I honestly do not know where the impulse came to check, while I was still on the phone with my dad, I looked at my email at the Uber receipt from that afternoon, and there was the name of the driver, Tommy, my uncle's name. The driver wasn't Tom or Thomas, it was Tommy, just like my uncle. So there it was, all three within 30 minutes, a sign from each of them, letting us know they're all together again, and all such subtle signs that I actually almost missed it with my uncle. Because I must have seen the driver's name when I ordered the car, but it didn't even register because I was so excited about the art supplies. All in the natural order of things. Someone else might have dismissed it as coincidence, but when you know, you know. And so that brings me to today. It is my grandfather's birthday. It occurred to me this morning, and I wished him a happy birthday and pictured him in my mind, smiling, and me giving him a big hug. And then, a moment later, literally 1 minute later, I was clearing notifications from my phone, and I meant to swipe away the notification for the Nextdoor app. But in swiping, I accidentally opened the notification instead, and there popped up on the screen, art supply donations needed. It definitely felt like Grandpa was acknowledging my birthday wishes in a way he knew would catch my attention, and in a way that flows with the natural order of things. So simple, but so beautiful. Someone else might think that it is reaching for meaning, but when you know, you really know. And that's her story. And I think a lot of people can relate to that because it holds truth for us. There are things that are inexplicable. I had a friend recently pass away, and his wife shared with me she received a gift in the mail from a friend. And this friend explained, "I have no idea why I sent you this random thing." But to her, it wasn't random, because the one that she had loved had given her the same gift on a very special day for the two of them. Signs will come in many different ways. You just have to be open to them. Thank you for listening. And as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.